You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with a rather gloating Robin Hilton.
That's right, Bob. I am crushing it on our polls that we put up each week. Last week, we talked about the series we're doing all summer long, Vote for the Records Everyone Can Love. We put 20 records up on our blog each week. Just tell us whether or not you love them. We're trying to come up with a top 10 list of everybody can agree on. And last week, you bet me that your record that you picked for the poll would do better than mine.
Right, I picked this. I picked Nick Drake's Pink Moon.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink Moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink Moon.
Great record. I love Pink Moon, but I picked the White Stripes' White Blood Cells. And after a week of voting, the results are in.
I think I gotta leave.
51%. A paltry 51% said that they loved the Nick Drake record, whereas 60% of the people who responded love White Blood Cells.
And you should be feeling pretty good about that. However, I had a consultation with a bit of a math whiz. And
I heard you on the phone in the office talking with someone who was clearly trying to spin the numbers in your favor.
Because he's my son.
Oh.
So here's how it goes. Is that, yes, in fact, for the White Stripes record, 60% of the people loved the record. 17% didn't love the record. But 23% of the people never heard it.
Well, that's true.
51% of the people, like you say, love the Nick Drake record. 9% didn't. But 40%, you people, 40% never heard the album Pink Moon. So if you take away and throw away all of the people who didn't listen to either of the two records, right?
Okay.
And just because, you know, you can't do anything about that. And just do the math on the people who did hear the record, whether they love it or not. Pink Moon gets 85% lovability for people who heard the record compared to the White Stripes record, which came out to about 78 point something percent. So 85 versus 78. I'd take that smile, that little gloat. Just kind of
the records everybody loves.
Well, that away, Mr.
I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll march on, and we'll have another poll that goes up on the blog this week. Go and vote for the album you love most, and we're going to make a top 10 list at the end of this summer.
Yeah, I think we can do it.
Why don't you pick something to play this week?
All right, Dinosaur Jr.
Not old. No, it's something new.
Oh, something new? Well, this is a new record from Dinosaur Jr.
Ah.
Okay. Dinosaur Jr., you're right. They've been around a long time. They first formed in the mid-80s with Lou Barlow and Jay Maskus. And, you know, they were one of the defining bands of the early to mid-90s, my generation.
For some, the last band people ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
they make you deaf.
They are so loud. Barlow and Maskus didn't always get along. Barlow left in 89. He formed Sebado and Full Complosion, two other really big groups of the 90s. The band Dinosaur Jr. eventually broke up altogether in 97, but the original lineup got back together in 2005, and they're about to put out their third record since they reunited in 2005. And it's just so good. It sounds like a record they could have released 20 years ago. It's called I Bet on Sky, and I want to play the song Watch the Corners.
Till you know
What do you think?
Were you doing air guitar? You couldn't help it.
I was. Yeah. You know, have you ever seen Jay Matthews?
Yes, I have.
The tower of speakers he has stand. I cannot believe that guy can hear anything at all.
But, I don't get that either.
Yeah, but he can't. Well, maybe that's why he has that huge tower.
Maybe that's why he has so many speakers, because he can't hear.
Because he can't. He needs that many to hear. But
no, it's amazing.
You know, there aren't many bands that were once really big, at least in that world, who break up, get back together, and find that original magic. It just doesn't really happen very often. Yeah. But this is a band that I think has found that original magic, and this is a great-sounding record. I bet on Sky. It's out September 18th.
There's something great when old friends come back together. Even if old friends couldn't get along, there is something really cool about it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. How about if I do something the opposite? I'm going to play the youngest band maybe we've had on the show. I'm just guessing that. I saw them. They have no record out.
Okay.
I saw a whole bunch of bands this weekend.
So young, they haven't been born yet.
That's right.
This is a band that does not exist.
The group's called Prenatal.
No, it exists only in Bob's imagination.
Yes. Let's see if we can hear it. Sorry. So I went to a whole bunch of shows this weekend. One of the ones I walked into late Friday night was a benefit for a festival that happens in Washington here called Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie. This fellow, Dave Mann, puts on a festival 200 bands over the course of a weekend. I think it's the weekend of October 5th this year. This was a benefit for that. This was the last band. I'd never seen them before. They're called Young Rapids. Went to their website, found this song. They have an album coming out August 31st. They're a DC band, and I think they're great. So I'm just going to play them.
It's a great sound. I hope they do put out a record.
Me too. And of the songs that I heard, they were all different. I'm going to write to them, let them know I'm going to put them on the show because they don't know this yet. So we go from Dinosaur Jr. and to Young Rapids. Young Rapids. That was the only thing. There are so many young, quote-unquote, bands, meaning bands with the name Young in them. You know, there's Brave Young, Choir of Young Believers. There's, well, just starting with Young, we have Young Man. There's a group called Young Empires. There's a group called Young Galaxy, Young Magic, Young Marble Giants, Young Prisms.
Young I'm Magic just looking at what... Young Prisms and Young Magic. Those were two that I knew.
Yeah. Young the Giant.
Oh, yeah.
So Young, I think we joked it at South by Southwest this past year. Young was the new bear or the new black.
Young black bear bands.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't know why there are trends like that, but it's...
It sure happens.
But anyway, you get so many CDs coming in, you start... recognizing patterns. And you know, the CDs that come in, so many of them we pick to listen to, at least just, you know, we grab a pile to listen to, sometimes just based on the album art. And last week I sent out a tweet. I took a picture of six CDs, CD covers, and I said, which of these would you listen to just Solely based on the cover, yeah. Which one would you pick? Most people pick the one that I now hold in my hand. It's got a little painting on the front of it of a portal, as though it's like you're looking outside one of those little round windows on a boat, and looking out through the little porthole or portal that you're at water level, and two hands are reaching up out of the water, a man and a woman's, and they look like they're wearing formal gowns, and like she's got pearls on her wrist, and he's wearing a suit. And they're drowning. They're reaching out for help. But anyway, this is
the record is called?
It appears to be by a band called Woodpecker. And the record seems to be called Thanks Anyway. I've not even stuck this in my CD player yet. So we're going to listen to this for the... Oh, they've got some nice little stickers in here, too. So I'm just looking through the cuts here. There's one called Paperbacks with Paragraphs Underlined. I like that. It tells a little story. Scrabble Travel Set. GH1 with a 20mm pancake lens and whatever else we lost that day. How about paperbacks with paragraphs underlined?
Yeah, go for it.
I like that.
Nice start.
Yeah, I'm with it so far.
Yeah. Please, voice be good.
Let the makeup be tasteful. Let the formal words be few. Let someone else take care of the food. And let the kids put the fun back in. Funeral, there's no fault. Be forgiven. Sex and death always been to kissing cousins. Let those nearer the age say the secret is if you're careful, you don't ask for much. The question of what the purpose is doesn't matter all that much. It's too late for us, for them to say of us that we weren't laid in a bed that we made, that we died young. And there will be no pity. We should be so lucky that we should see traces they leave behind.
Well, that worked out.
Yeah, it's really nice. I like that. Woodpecker.
You can tell a record by its cover.
I think you can. It says something about, it has a certain aesthetic about it that it says, you know, says something about the taste of the artists behind it. Yeah, this is nice. This is, so I'll do more of these. I'll send out little tweets with pictures of CD covers, and you can tell me what ones you like. If you want to get them, it's NP Robin. NPROBIN.
Or NPR Obin.
NPR.
That's the easy way to remember,
Obin,
I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to play something by Victoria Bergsman, who is also known as Taken by Trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Swedish singer. Put out one of my favorite albums, 2009, called East of Eden. And she went to Pakistan, recorded all these voices, and mixed it with her voice, the voice that you may know from the Peter Bjorn and John song, Young Folks. She sings on that. But she, you know, you know, might know her from the group Concretes.
Yes, absolutely.
Who we've put on the show, too, right?
Yeah.
So Other Worlds is the name of the new record. We both saw her just before Exit Music at South by Southwest,
right,
in a club where it was so dark you could not really see her, but we heard her and playing songs from this new Taken by Trees record. The record comes out. The record's called Other Worlds. It doesn't come out till October. We have a song premiere here and on the blog, the All Songs Considered blog. She went to Hawaii this time, not Pakistan, to do the record, and is inspired by that. And this song's called Dreams.
really, really, I love her voice so much.
Yeah,
though.
There's something about it. Yeah. That's, there's no one else kind of sings that way. It's so relaxed and it's sort of seductive, but
very original too.
Yeah.
So she went to Hawaii to do this,
and some of the dreams she talks about how what inspired her was Hawaii.
Well, I have some music inspired by Iceland, and it comes from our one of our favorite electronic producers, Sun Lux, and composers, Sun Lux. And so last fall, a group of musicians and photographers and filmmakers went on a journey to explore the remote countryside of Iceland. And the whole idea was that they were going to find inspiration in the landscapes and the people, and they were going to document it in film and music and still images. And Sun Lux got to score one of the short films that they produced while they were there. And the song I want to play is what he came up with. It's called Resound, and it's from the CD Outliers Volume 1. And I want to just say, you're going to hear three things in the song, and it's good to know what they are going into it because it'll sound different to you because of them. You're going to hear a regular piano doing a lovely little melody. You'll also hear the voice of Cher Warden from My Brightest Diamond. He actually recorded her voice before he sampled it, and he plays it on a keyboard. So she wasn't actually in the studio to sing on this song. And then the last thing you're going to hear is the sound of a piano being destroyed with a baseball bat.
Wow.
And he took the sound of this piano being smashed with a baseball bat, slowed the crashes down to about 20% of their normal sound, and he plays that on a keyboard as well as a sample. The song's called Resound from Outliers Volume 1.
Thank you.
There are few people that have more fun with sound than that guy.
He is designing and building instruments is one of his specialties as a composer. And he said that he wanted with this song to recreate the idea of, and I'm quoting him here, slow plate tectonic style destruction yielding strange, beautiful things. And that is exactly what he got out of that. And just to clarify, he's one of a number of artists who appear on this record, Outliers Volume 1.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing. Guess what?
What?
Oh, we got a surprise.
Oh, look out. Danger, Bob Boylan. Danger.
It could mean only one thing. Lars is here.
I thought you were going to play more.
Lars thought I was going to play Foreigner, but...
Wait for it.
Three men do air drums on all songs considered. Hey, Lars.
Hey, I think I threw my back out doing that one. Ouch.
Watch yourself there, Robin.
Air drumming is not a game for... It's a young kid's game, really.
It's a young man's game.
Yeah, I really shouldn't have done that.
They had an air sex show at the Rock and Roll Hotel. I'm just kind of
wondering.
Is
that what we're going to talk about now?
That's why.
What? Air sex?
Yes. It is what you think. How you
doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's good. See, Lars wrote the first listen for Baroness, which is up on the website now, and I thought he should bring this to the table. I coulda, you coulda, but Lars has to.
I have to.
Yeah.
Yellow and Green, this is their third official album. It's a double record, which I'm a fan of double records, especially ones that are very good. And
and you get this stretches out, too.
It's a 75-minute in total record, but the band conceived it as two short ones. Yellow, there's a yellow side and a green side. And, you know, Baroness just isn't a metal band anymore, and I kind of love them for it. I guess I should just play something that kind of reflects that non-metalness, because this is more of a rock record. So from the green side, there's a song called Mountains, The Crown, and Anchor. It kind of sounds like the Meat Puppets.
Here you go. We'll play a little bit and then tell us about a little more about the rest of the record.
Lots of great guitar stuff, and that's, you know, they've always been a really good guitar band. And when I interviewed the Pete Adams and John Baisley at the Fillmore a couple months ago, we were talking about that aspect of like the technical metal record. Like, that's what they were kind of about when they first started out. When I saw them back in 2004 in a small DIY space in Athens, because they're originally from Savannah, just a coastal town also in Georgia, but now they're spread all over. But they got to a point where John Baisley actually told me, he's like, we would get exhausted from playing this like really heady material. And so what they've done instead with this particular record is that they've funneled like their insane capability as musicians and funneled into like stronger songs. And I'm all about a really good song. And if that meant being a little less metal, then that's what happened. Although there are some really hard-rocking gems on here.
So you got two albums to choose from. You're going to choose one song we're going to play entirely. What would that be?
It's got to be Take My Bones Away. It's got a chorus that gets stuck in your head for days.
And is that from the yellow?
That's from the yellow side.
Thanks, Lars Gotrich. Here we go. Ready? Robin, strapped? You feeling better?
My seatbelt is firmly fastened and my tray's in its upright position.
Jesus. Thanks, Lars.
Let's take off, Lars.
When he leaves, Lars, you want to do a show?
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm ready to rock.
All right. Lars is always guaranteed to make my ears bleed.
Ouch.
Thanks, Lars. That's great.
Ouch.
Baroness.
Yeah, that was actually quite awesome.
And you can hear the entire double record online.
Yeah, on our First Listen series. Great band to see live.
Absolutely. Speaking of seeing things live, I'm sort of getting hammered on the blog.
That's yes, right. So not drunk hammered, but hammered right. by the results of a poll that we put up asking people, should cell phones be allowed at concerts?
Yeah, that's the
yeah,
that's
the long and the short of it is, you know, some people like to take pictures and text and stuff. Yeah, like Bob.
Yeah,
and other people think that they're really obnoxious and can't stand seeing cell phones at shows. And then there are people who, you know, it doesn't bother at all. But if you go to our blog right now, you can vote in our poll about it. So far, 63% say no, I don't like them. They're obnoxious. Just watch the show, Bob. And that's actually directed specifically at you. Just watch the show, Bob. Can't tell you how many shows we've been to together or I'll see you just through the whole thing.
Trying to do my job, man. So two things. One is, I think, and this is the thrust of my blog post, is I think you can do this tastefully. I think you can be at a show, you can take a picture or two or even three over the course of a 90-minute show. You can take a video, you know, a minute or under. Mm-hmm. And you can turn your screen brightness all the way down to as dim as can be, still read it, and not be distracting in the periphery of other people. That's my contention.
So you're saying best practices here, basically. Yeah. Just keep the screen right. dim. Don't do it. Hold it up all through the show. Just discreetly
yeah,
once,
no,
like 30
that,
seconds here.
Get that moment in that you really want to capture. And you can do it, and you can do it tastefully. Even if a room full of people all just sort of do it every once in a while individually, that's or that golden moment where you know when fun does "We Are Young," bring out your camera and do it. You know, everyone's going to do it. You know, so anyway, that's what I think. I
get jumped off a cliff. Would you do
right.
that?
Okay, thank you. But I know that I am when I go to a show. I'm more annoyed by people who actually could care less about having been either brought to the show by somebody or want to enjoy friendship, so they're yak. I think that's great that people enjoy friendship and so forth. They should just go further away from people who are actually enjoying the show.
Yeah,
listen to the show. So go and read the blog post and vote in the poll. Put your voice there. Lots of voices and lots of opinions.
You know, I pretty much can't stand cell phones at shows. I find them really obnoxious. However, the most recent show we went to together was Exit Music. And I have to admit, I was doing a lot of texting. But, you know, some person just wouldn't stop texting me. I could have ignored them, but...
Yeah. I mean, I like to spread the word. That's what I do. So
Yeah. Well, I have something I want to go out on. Baroness is a group from Savannah, Georgia. I got another band from Hotlanta.
You did say that, didn't you?
Atlanta, Georgia. It's a band called Ponderosa. Don't have much to say about them, except for they've got a great record coming out at the end of July called Pool Party, and I want to play a song called Get a Gun.
Before you get a gun, one quick thing. John Hodgman reads the opening chapter of this fabulous book that Rob Reed wrote called Year Zero. It's about aliens landing on Earth and trying to get a license to all the music humanity has made, because humans, the only thing they do good, according to these aliens, is make music, and they want to and they want to play. That's the book. That's the premise behind Year Zero. There's the reading of John Hodgman does it. You can download it. Do it. It's really great.
And that's on our blog.
That's on our blog. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Well, here's Ponderosa. Get a Gun. Thanks a lot, Bob. Another great show in the books.
I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music.
It's All Songs Considered.